Welcome to the Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we are coming to you with information and topics every day, such as
culture, trending topics, shit your mammy probably don't need to hear.
So come on in with us so we can share more with you about our day. Hey, I'm Crystal, and we are welcoming you back to Uncut Chronicles.
I'm Andy.
And we are here to get started. Okay, listen, last time we talked about Suki, we didn't get to finish. Here's your part two. We got a lot of questions. I saw a picture over the weekend, and I was like, who is this cute little fairy-looking person? Oh, she's so cute. Who is this? Oh, so modest. And then this is when my glamorous co-host over here informed me that was Suki in the picture. I said, oh, I know you lying.
Put some respect on her name. Suki with the good coochie.
Sitting next to Dr. Umar. Let me tell y'all something. If you think that ankle forming dress kept all them secrets hidden from him, you are lying to yourself.
Baby, okay? She, you know what was so, I mean, I find it so humorous because of the extremes.
Yep.
And the black community extremes. Like, it's pro-black as hell, Dr. Umar, and it's Suki, like, just being the stereotypical extreme of black women. And seeing those two extremes come together, I don't know, it tripped me out. It seemed like it was unreal to me.
You know he was thinking about it. Now, maybe you guys haven't seen some of Suki's album covers. The coochie is the first thing that you're going to notice. She wants to make sure that you know that this is powerful stuff. Has no qualms about it. Is not scared. Talks about doing all the nasty things that you dream of in your ancestors' dreams. She brings it to the forefront. She advertises. She's not scared. She's bold. If you even think about questioning her greatness, she will put you in your place and tell you to get in line. Y'all don't have VIP access to it. I feel like Dr. Umar, it was like, can I slide in or not? Like,
I feel like if he didn't have the public image that he had, he would have took the shot. He would have. And I want men to be real, because anything with two legs and a coochie, especially looking like Suki, you would have took the shot.
But it's because people like I think a lot of people behind closed doors enjoy the extreme, the fun, the I don't care, let's do it. It's not until we go out the house. It's like, hold up. Tame that down a little bit. Just calm that right on down. Don't tell nobody.
And that's why, like we said last time, that even if Suki and like if Dr. Umar is genuinely on this mission to tame her or help her.
National Geographic for the coochie.
She can't. She's too locked into the stereotype that she and her public image to tone it down.
You don't think he can come in with a cape and try to save her, though? Like, wouldn't it be dynamically entertaining if he did and she played a role with it, like she entertained it?
I mean, that'd be some good-ass marketing if they did.
Do you hear me?
If I was her, I would. But I think she's so locked in on this.
She can't put on a kente cloth bra?
Baby, she had a whole kente performance with doing an African dance. And I said, I can't take this seriously. Because what are you talking about? You eating his ass and you in kente cloth dancing around, baby. What am I supposed to do with this? Suki, please. What am I supposed to do with this?
Okay. Backtrack. Here's the thing. In one of our episodes, we talked about Jada a little bit. Okay, Jada Smith. Pinkett Smith. And so, do you think that when women lead in these relationships, are they profess a very strong dynamic about themselves and confidence and sexuality? Do you think that's frowned upon, or do you think that there are levels to it where it becomes too much? Like, well, what do we think about this? Because they're very similar in a lot of ways, except Jada not putting hers, you know, on full-fledged Front Street. But, you know, it's just two different types of powerful women using different things for power. Actually, Jada's using the same coochie for power, I'm just Jada just made hers look a little prettier.
I mean, if we want to keep it 100, yes. But I feel like you can. Because, okay, prime example of that, like, I was not too long ago, I was watching the Pamela Anderson documentary. And she is sexy. Pam is very sexy. She just eludes sex. Mm-hmm. But she was able to maneuver out of that and almost like still remain that sexy, powerful woman, but you're going to take me seriously when I walk into this room. And I, same with Jada. Jada's very sexy. She's very attractive. I mean, Coochie ain't on Front Street like Suki, but she's still able to be taken seriously. And I feel like, but I think me and you had this conversation before. It's almost like it's an art to it. It's an art to being sexy, being sensual, enticing people. And I feel like anybody can be visually attractive, but can you be also attractive when you're in a whole church skirt, church t-shirt, New Balances, and knee-high socks? Balances. Can you still be, can you still maintain that energy, that aura? Can you still be a power dynamic?
And you can, because Juanita Bynum did it behind the no sheets. She was church hoeing for years, and I don't know what she's doing now, but, you know, some things don't leave real easy. But I'm just saying, like, are y'all serious? Like, some of the best hoes are in church. I'm being real.
I'm going to have to agree with this. As a PK kid, yes.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
I mean, I grew up in under full-time, lived there almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, church. Like, I grew up here. Let me tell y'all something. The things that go on in church is no different than the world sometimes. Those same sexy, beautiful people that want to love God and pray and who believe heavily, and I'm not here to doubt them. Sure they do. They love them. It's all up in that thing. Come on. Come on, front row. Showing a little cleavage, little thigh meat, little prayer cloth over it.
She, Juanita Bynum got it. She knows she got it. Okay.
So clearly it can be anywhere in the church, in the film, in the music, cookouts. I'm just saying, like, it's limitless.
It is. And that's why it's like, it's almost like, I feel like church kind of taught me that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And how to, I can still be sexy, seductive, but almost like I'm living a double life. But I also know how to act and present myself, but still maintain that sensuality and just that sexiness about me. But I think the industry has just OD'd us so much to it that, like, people don't even try to, like, remain classy about it anymore. Like, it's just, like, Suki, it's, like, in your face. This is what I do. I'm posting it everywhere. You're going to see it scrolling on your timeline. Like, I can't even open Twitter up in peace. Like, Twitter is one of them apps, like, I have to be at home. I can't have Zara over my shoulder. Like, please, everybody, y'all need to be at least 5 to 10 feet away from me when I open up this Twitter app. It's so in your face now. And I feel like sometimes it can depreciate, and I could be wrong, it depreciates our value as women because it's like nothing sacred anymore. How, I mean, who's around? Like, to me, I don't even get fazed when I see ass and titties anymore. It doesn't even faze.
Well, but then they taught y'all to put your ass and titties in evening gowns and then just scrap for a living on TV. Like, I think we took some things that, like, for real, like, all these, the real this of that street, the real this of that city, the real NBA wives, how all the shows, okay, all the shows, Married to Medicine, all the shows. It's, hey, ladies, put on these ball gowns and scrap a little bit. Make yourself look, you're not going to the Emmys, let's start there. You're not going to the Grammys, let's start there. You're not going to the Met. Let's start there. Y'all putting on ball gowns to scrap. And it's just showing that beautiful women who were smart used their intelligence, their sensuality, and their communication and sexuality. And some of them married up. Some of them married bilateral. But it shows you that all these women with these beautiful bodies still have problems in their relationships. Point blank. So this really is not new. This is in all areas of life. Church, sports, everywhere. Music, it's in everything. It's all about how you conduct yourself. And a great example of a woman that does that is her name Joy Bryant? The former pastor in Atlanta, Bryant, his ex-wife.
Giselle.
My bad, I said Joy. Giselle. If you watch Giselle, beautiful young lady, she reminds me a lot of old school Vanessa Williams back in the day. Like, she's got that modern version of that look.
Giselle can't dress. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not about the dressing. I'm just talking about the rest of her. She's a pretty young. She's a pretty lady. She's very curvy. But, you know, you can tell she still has a religious background in her. You can tell that while she's sexy, she's never. You can still see it, though. You can smell the church on her. I smell it in the TV when I see her. I'm like, there it is. Because if you think about it, She never quite wears everything she could. She doesn't always use her sexuality very outwardly. But if you pay attention, it drips on everything that she does in that way that women can use it in the church because she was married into it for so long.
I think Giselle has the sexual appeal of a number two pencil. I think she's a very beautiful woman. Because she's very beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. Sexuality wise, and personality wise, number two pencil. But I think.
But it's not a zero.
It's not a zero, but it's number two pencil.
Okay.
It's almost like because church brainwashes you sometimes into believing like you have to be this modest woman all the time. And I feel like, yes, she does that and you can still see it on her. But Giselle is a hoe. You ain't with Jamal Bryant because you can read Bible scriptures. Let's be for real. I'm from Baltimore. We know what Jamal Bryant do. We know the baby mama scandals in Baltimore. So you went with Jamal Bryant because you can read a couple Bible scriptures. Now, you know you had to do backflips in that room, keep Jamal Bryant home. And even that didn't keep him home. But I think she tries to be sexy. And she has the potential. That's my thing with her. She has the potential.
It's just misled.
It's just so corny, and it doesn't help that she can't dress. True. And then the almost martyr, I'm better than you, and I'm this and this attitude is what makes her unsexy because behind closed doors, we know Giselle is a hoe.
Oh, but you know what? Who got it down to a science? That motherfucking ex-wife of Eddie Murphy's, Nicole Murphy. Look. Let me tell you who can serve it to you on a platter and be the whole appetizer and the entree and the dessert. It's her. Look at how she mastered. First of all, it's going to always be beautiful with her. Gorgeous woman. Walks with a very regal nature. But if you down, baby, she's down too. Okay?
She got married men professing their love for her. Like Shannon Sharp literally was on national TV and was like, tell me where and when, and I'll be there.
Listen, if Shannon Sharp said this shit, I might be there too. It looked like it might be a fun roller coaster ride. You know, but that's the thing about Nicole Murphy. So I think Giselle could almost take a page out of that seductress, sexy look of Nicole Murphy because they have a similar type of look. And so they're just two extremes in that same look. And you're right, though, about all those descriptions. So this is true. But I just think that it just echoes a little bit of the Kiki being sexy, being forward, a little bit of that Suki, bam, in the foreground. I know it's people ringing and knocking on her door. Say what y'all want. As hood as Suki is, there are a lot of men who enjoy a good hood time, and they are not hood.
Just, you know what she kind of reminds me of is like a little bit of the new rapper, Sexy Red, that's come out. As Jesus, everybody tries to paint her as ratchet, I mean, she is. She's ratchet. She's just the ideal hood chick. But the men love her. The men love her. And I really think it's because, like you said, men just, they like that hood rat aesthetic. I don't know what it is.
It's fun. It's exciting. It's on the edge. Do all the things. Who cares? It's like being on vacation every day with a person like that.
This is true.
Balls to the wall, let's go. Like, that's the fun of it for them. So, I mean, I've met some very distinguished gentlemen, and they'll be like, Crystal, I have a confession. Well, what is it? They'll be like, I love a good hood chick. Shut up.
They do.
And they'd be like, it's so much fun. I'm like, okay, you're right. I understand why that could be viewed as fun. No judgment. No judgment at all.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. And I feel like, yes, you can. I love hood rat fun, but can I take you out too?
Listen, and that is the tricky part. If you cannot tone that down, if you can't go from Eve with the dog paws on your chest to Eve married to the billionaire, then we can't be friends. Listen, You have to know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And if y'all didn't learn that from Eve, you didn't learn nothing.
You have to know when to evolve and grow when you get to a certain status in life. And that's one thing, like, I admire about Eve, where she started from the strip clubs.
Literally.
And she evolved herself. She would have freaking, what, millionaire, billionaire? Mm-hmm. Now, living her best life. She's still Eve from around the way. But she's evolved enough where she can be in different spaces and be taken seriously. And I feel like that's sometimes the downfall when you get stuck in that box, like Suki, or even like Sexy Ray. Like, if Sexy Ray wanted to one day evolve and be this like powerful business tycoon or this woman, they wouldn't take her seriously.
Not right now. She's got some maturity to do. She got an Angela White, her look up, you know what I'm saying? After you go from Black China, then you flip the script, you become Angela White. Sexy Red has some time on her hands. So she's going to take it as far as she can before she flips the script and then she mellows it out. Let's hope she gets there.
I don't think she will.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think she will because it's a mindset thing. And that's all I've been my whole life is the chick around the way. I got the Glock. I got the money. I'm twerking on everything, having fun. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that because, I mean, I went too far off from it. But when do we say, okay, that was a fun image at that time and I want more for myself outside of being known for carrying a stack of money in my $2 Walmart leggings? When do you want more? And I feel like she's not going to get there because she's so ingrained into that hood mentality. And that sucks to me.
That's true. You got to be careful. Slippery slope. We got to Chloe Bailey it. We got to be sexy. Then we got to have somebody bring us in. Come on, bring us back.
But so. Chloe Bailey, you know what? On her real quick, though, my two cents on Chloe Bailey. I feel like she got it, but it's just she tried too hard. And it feels more rebellious sexy.
Yes.
Than I'm genuine. Like her sister, and I hate pitting sisters together because I have sisters, but her sister... It's not outwardly about it, but she got it.
Yep.
Haley got it. I'd be like, oh my God, girl. Haley eats it up every time, whether she is in a bathing suit or she is in a ball dress. She eats it up. She has that sex appeal where it's not rebellious or it's not forced. It's not, I'm trying. Chloe's, I'm sorry, it always gives. My mama didn't let me wear a tank top without having a shirt on top of my tank top. So now I'm gonna wear my ass out. That's what it gives every time. Because, and I didn't realize it until I think I seen like a clip of them when they were younger. And her mom said, I don't like what you have on, Chloe. It looks too grown and you showing too much skin. And made her change clothes. And ever since I saw that clip, I think it all came together for me now as to why she's overly doing it. Because she's being rebellious.
Y'all need therapy and a lot of maturity.
Okay.
And that's going to be something she has to grow out of. And she needs a team around her that love her and that have that real heart-to-heart with her and help her elevate and see, hey, where you want to go and let's take you to the top. You know what I'm saying? But as a woman, you have to really, really be mindful of the way you carry yourself. You have to be mindful of the conversations you have, who you have them with, the image you portray. And you always have to leave room for the crumbs on the table because we leave a small plate out for the flies. We leave the nectar for the bees. There's a difference. And so, you know what? Here on Uncut Chronicles, we like it raw and uncut. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Andy. And this shit ain't for your mammy.
At all. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Bye.
The Uncut Chronicles is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform brought to you by Possibilities.